we were already raising capital for our fix and flip business. So people were giving us money for fix and flips, and we were paying them a fixed return, 10 or 12%. And the problem was we couldn't keep their capital deployed for the entire year, right? We were giving them 10 or 12%, but it wasn't really shaking out to be that, because they'd give us money, we'd close on a deal, we'd rehab it, we'd resell it. It would take us 4 months. We'd give the money back. Then we'd have to go find another deal. And then they'd give us their money back in a month, you know? So it really only shook out to be maybe 10 months out of 12. So they weren't making the return that they wanted to with us. They were making good returns, but they wanted to keep their money deployed longer.
So if they were making a 10% return or whatever, 8 to 10 or something like that, I think people don't really think about that, as they think that they're making that, but if it's only deployed 10 out of 12 months, it's not that return, right? It's only,
If it was 10%, it's 8.33%.
Yeah. Right.
Right. So you're not making 10, you're making 8.3, which is still a great return if you're comparing it to the market, but that's not typically why they jumped into deals with us. They wanted to make 10. So we said, look, as we started to make the transition into commercial, we said, we can take you guys into this space. We're going to be flipping less because we're going to be focusing more on the, just being a wholesale business and commercial. So we're flipping less, and we've moved a lot of that money from our flips into these longer term deals, typically a 3 to 5 year hold. And historically on these deals that we've closed on already, the returns are about 12% per year for them. So, you know, they're making much more consistent returns. And, you know, if I'm being honest, and not to hurt anybody's chances of raising capital into their fix and flip business, it's just a very different model, right? If you're deploying your 12% money or 10% money with me into a fix and flip, you're deploying money into a relatively risky asset, right? I mean, the house is vacant, it's not cash flowing. We're assuming we've all bought it well enough to not get hurt on the exit. But there is some inherent risk in deploying capital into a vacant property. These other deals that we're deploying capital into, is it's much more stable and consistent. There's existing cash flow. The new construction builds, not so much, but there's plenty of underwriting to support the fact that when it does cash flow, it will weigh more than support the necessary equity check. So it was a pretty easy sell because there was already existing cash flows into these assets, you know, and they're securitized by shares of a company that owns the asset. So it was much more consistent, much more long-term. So people don't really have to think about it. They set it and forget it, and they get quarterly checks every quarter. And, you know, they can log into their account on integritycapitalgroup.com and look at the money that they have deployed, look at the monthly management reporting. And, you know, we have a pretty high tech system where they can go in and log into their account and see what their projects are doing and what their money is doing. So it was a pretty clear transition for those people that we already had their money working. Now we've deployed $7 million, right? So in just the last couple of months, and we have another nearly $20 million to deploy in the next 3 or 4 months. So where do you find that one?
Right.
If you find the answer, you can let me know. So we don't do typical mailings. I mean, so not to get too technical, but the SEC doesn't allow you to just go advertise that you're raising capital, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to be careful on how you do that, depending on who you raise money from. So you have to look into those rules and regulations to make sure that you're abiding by them. So one is, yeah, your warm network. You have to make sure that you have an existing relationship with people that are investing with you. The SEC has guidelines as to what that requires, right? How many conversations, how many emails, how many touches, et cetera. It's not a lot. So, you know, we do have back and forth conversations with people that can now invest with us after a period of time. But really the way that we have like really shifted into fifth gear is by partnering with people. And we've partnered with a lot of people from the single family space that are looking to get into the multifamily space that have done the same thing that we have done. They've been able to raise capital into their fix and flips, and they can move some of their capital from that into multifamily to help them build their portfolio as well. We have the deal flow. We're actually turning down deals now because we need more bandwidth to be able to deploy that capital. So the long-term goal is to make sure that we're the thought leaders and telling people about what it is that we're doing and taking direct investments. But another part of our, you know, goal is to be able to help people jump into this space that wouldn't otherwise be able to, like we were. I mean, we weren't able to jump into the space on our own until we found a guy with deal flow. And real deals, not like, let me make this deal work, but an actual deal that we would want to put our own money into so that we would be able to effectively raise capital into that deal. So a lot of the people that are looking to make that jump into passive income, they think that they have to go find a deal, or they think that they have to go underwrite 1,000 deals before they can get involved. And just like our mentor told us, we'll tell you, the money's not in the deal, the money's in the money. The capital has the loudest voice. So when you come and say, hey, I have $1 million of private money that I'd like to deploy into this deal, we can carve out equity for that co-syndicator, for our partner, and the investor makes their effective returns, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how we'll go from zero to 60 million. You know, I'm hoping that we can get to 75 million in year one. But zero to $75 million in assets under management in 12 months, I don't know of anybody else that's been able to do that. The only reason we'd be able to do that is by sharing the wealth, right? Sharing with guys that want to help build their portfolio and their credibility and really get paid to learn.